good morning.
Good morning, Nick.
Now, what are we talking about today? Pretty excited. You've got a couple of flicks for us that could be the weekend treats that people have been waiting for.
Yes, yes. The first one is Sing Street, which has been playing during the Sydney Film Festival. And the second one is Our Kind of Traitor.
Oh, okay, both sound wildly different. So which one do you want to kick off with?
Our Kind of Traitor.
Alrighty.
So the basic premise of Our Kind of Traitor is that there's a holidaying couple from England out in Morocco. And while they're there, they encounter a aged mobster called Stellan Skarsgård. And that's who's
playing
him.
Yeah.
Oh, great. He's a brilliant actor. And while they're there, the Russian mafioso says that, well, he's a money launderer, but he says that he wants to defect to the MI5.
MI5, okay.
Yeah, and so it's a sort of a cat and mouse game where they try and convince MI5 that he's there to try and help them and is not going to try and betray them.
So that's some high-level spy stuff going on. I like it.
Yes, well, I actually liked it as well. I mean, I thought going in, you know, it sort of sounds like one of those sort of gloom and doomy sort of
But that's how I like my spies, gloom and doom, nothing too exciting.
Well, that's what I was expecting, something that's very serious and very, I don't know, sort of by the numbers, you know what I mean?
Oh.
But that's what I thought. That's what I was expecting. But it was actually quite different.
Pleasantly surprised. Yeah. I like hearing this.
Well, for starters, Stellan, steals the show outright. I mean,
fantastic actor.
Exactly. All of the actors there, Damian Lewis, Ewan McGregor, Naomi Harris, they're all brilliant.
What a cast. Wow.
I know. Like, it's an all-star cast. And they're all great in their own ways, but it's obviously Damian Lewis's and Stellan Skarsgård's show. Because they just steal the whole thing. Every time they're on the screen, they just control the screen because they're just that good.
They are both that great actors.
But speaking about the cast, there's a couple of unusual choices as well. Mm-hmm. Like, they've got Mark Gatiss, who is mostly known from writing, not even acting, but writing Doctor Who episodes.
Well, unless you're a big fan of League of Gentlemen.
League of Gentlemen, as well as Sherlock as well. But he's mostly associated with writing as well as acting. And so, because of that, there's a sort of a comedic angle as well. I mean, the movie's not a comedy, but there are moments of levity during the film.
Wouldn't you need a little bit of that? It sounds very dour. Like, the odd little kind of, as you said, you know, levity wouldn't hurt, surely.
Exactly. And most of that levity does come from Dima, which is Stellan's character. Mm. And... Okay. Like, there's a couple of scenes where, the character loves swearing and so on, but he's also a family man, so every time his family starts swearing as well, then he's like, "Watch your language." Yeah. So it's pretty funny, and, to my surprise, some of his jokes actually got a couple of chuckles out from the audience.
Oh, good.
Yeah. I mean, I even saw Ida Buttrose there as well, so I would assume that, you know, she went in to go and enjoy the movie as well. And the directing was also something that I really liked as well, because you sort of expect sort of Jason Bourne, shaky cameras, and then, you know, you can barely see what's happening on the screen because, you know, the camera's just sort of waving all over the place. That's what you sort of expect. But no, the directing was very well done, where during some of the more dramatic moments, they just sort of kept it on the tripod, and then during the more action-heavy scenes, it was a guy that was just chasing after the actors on a handheld camera.
All right, so, you know, fairly tight direction. You're pretty happy with it?
Not completely. For starters,
all right.
I mean, it is a spy film, and I could tell what the end-of-movie twist was going to be about halfway through the film.
Oh, that's disappointing.
So that's a bit of a lazy directing, if I could guess that correctly, halfway through the film.
And
it was supposed to be like a shock ending. And as well as that... it's trying too hard to be a thriller. So, you know those movies where, the characters are hiding somewhere and then you're worried for them that they're going to get captured by, a bad guy or something?
I do.
There were too many of those moments during the film where, the material wasn't there. Like, they're going to hang out in a bit of a seedy part of, in Paris, sorry. But they were hiding out in a part of Paris and with a seedy mafioso, Russian mafioso. And, like, it was sort of trying to... The movie was sort of trying to make us feel that they were going to just turn against the main characters and shoot them or something. Huh. When I wasn't getting that sort of vibe. I just knew that they were going to still, you know, walk out of the seedy part of the town unscathed and continue on with the movie.
All right. So are we giving it a thumbs up? Should people go and see it?
Overall, yeah. Yeah, right. It's a really good film, yeah.
Excellent. Okay, what about Sing Street, which sounds like it's a wildly different film to me.
Sing Street is a classic love story. Boy meets girl, boy falls in love with girl, and then tries to start a relationship with her. And this is set in 1980s Ireland.
Okay.
In Dublin. And the guy, he barely has any experience with music or anything, but he wants to become like a filmmaker.
Right.
And... So then he tries to convince a girl that he likes to join his music videos.
Okay.
not even his band, you know, as a group.
His actual music videos.
Like,
okay.
Like to be like a model in the music videos. And I don't know why, even though you hear, you know, musical and high school, you think of High School Musical. But
sadly,
and,
I do. But yeah, yes.
Unfortunately, going into the movie, I thought to myself, oh, great, it's just going to be another musical with people just, sit, you know, standing and dancing and being all happy together, like a Disney film, basically. But no, it surpassed my expectations. Like I was speaking about this to Sam Barron on the Monday show, just off the air, and he was like, oh great, no, that doesn't really sound like my kind of movie. but it's actually very funny as well.
Okay.
And it's got good dramatic moments, not like High School Musical, but it's got good dramatic moments where it sort of explores topics such as family issues, so domestic violence as well. And yeah, but like the music there is like top notch as well.
All right.
So
are we calling it a bit of a family feel good? Is it something you could go and see with a few people, or is it a...
I wouldn't really say go watch it with your family, but like okay. If you want to go watch it with your friends or so on, then by all means do that. And like the jokes there are really funny as well. Like all I was right. It's basically like a musical comedy drama.
Is it your pick for the weekend?
Not only that, but it's actually easily one of my favorite movies that I've seen this year.
Now, that is some high praise.
And this is maybe the first film that I've seen while I've been doing these reviews where I want to go and buy the DVD and the soundtrack as well.
All right, so it gets a thumbs up. I know you love the music because you've asked me to play a track from it. What are we going to end on? What am I playing to close out our movie reviews?
It's called Drive It Like You Stole It, which is part of the soundtrack to Sing Street.
Kevin, we will talk more movies next week. Thanks very much for coming in.
You're welcome.